So at the bottom of Daf Hey Omer Aleph, the Gemara has a whole discussion of the din of Rav Huna. When it came up with the chiddush of chuppah kain and the kal v'chaymer. So first they made a kal v'chaymer from the fact that if a woman is mekudeshes with kesef, she's not permitted to eat truma. Hashayne kain, if she has chuppah nisuin, then she is permitted to eat truma. So the Gemara says, on the level of their eyes, if the woman is mekudeshes to a kohen, she is ocheles betruma. So you can't include this in the kal v'chaymer. The dinim derabbanan don't change the dinim deraisa. The dinim deraisa stay the same. So when you're making a kal v'chaymer, a mamatzinu, a pircha, something, you have to make with all the dinim deraisa. All the dinim deraisa fit into a pattern. And a chachamim make a din derabbanan, they don't succeed in changing the dinim deraisa. The dinim deraisa still stay the same on the books. And then there's a din derabbanan in addition. So that's clear in the Gemara. Everybody understands that. Here there's a Tosfos, Hey Amud Aleph, Tivamascha, she came party by Hegdashis. So this Tosfos is famous for two things. One thing is, in the middle of the Tosfos is assuming that Kenyan Agav is a din deraisa. Malak Arkesh came kodem betaltalim agabon, toim bebishtar. So the Rabbi Kivega refers you to the Tosfos, Mavakam Yud Beis Amud Aleph. But Tosfos has a kasha in the Gemara there. The only way for Tosfos to creep out of the kasha is to suggest that the whole Gemara there is talking about dinim derabban, the whole Daf Gemara. So Tosfos, because of their interpretation of the Gemara, they had to come up with the chiddush that Tosfos and Mavakam Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that Kinyan Agav is derabbanan. And they said, well, after all, there's no pasuk in Chumash. It's only derived from a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. That's the Gemara later in Kiddushin. The Mishnah has the institution of Kinyan Agav. The Gemara says the Mokher is a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. And we have a cloud, the Divrei term, Divrei Kabbalah, Lo Yafin. You can't learn out a din deraisa from Psukim and a Bim Uksum. So the Tosfos in Bava Kamma is explicit that Agav is only the Rabban. Our Tosfos and the fact that they're using this din of Agav as a pircha and a kavachaymer, so they're obviously assuming that the din of agav is a din deraisa. So it's a machlekes, the two tesis. Tesis here holds that agav is deraisa, and the tesis there holds that agav is derabban. This is relevant for the mechiras chametz. We spoke that the common practice is that when the rabbi sells a chametz to the nachri, he makes six kinyonim, and each kinyon is questionable. Normally, you don't need six kinyonim, you make one kinyon. Because each kinyan is questionable. So one of the kinyanim that we do is we rent the apartment, we rent somebody's apartment, we rent the empty garage, or we rent a closet, or we rent a room, if people are not going to use a room in the house, rent a room, and then agav the room, we makna the chometz to the nachar. So the pickbook in that kinyan agav is that according to the Tosfos and Bava Kamma, that Agav is only the Rabbanan. Maybe the Chachamim never made a takana, the Tovus Anochri. Maybe Anochri cannot be coined with Kinyan Agav. If it's a din deraisa, it probably works by Anochri also. But if it's only a takana the Rabbanan, that's what the Tosfos Choshen quotes that possibility. Maybe if it's only takana the Rabbanan, maybe it doesn't work on behalf of Anochri. Then each one of the other Kinyanim also had a pickbook. There's a pickbook on each one of the six Kinyanim that we do. One of the Kinyanim we do is Chalitin. So that's the Nochri gives the Kelev Shalkaina. The Nochri wants to acquire ownership of all the Chometz. The Nochri gives his handkerchief to the rabbi, and the rabbi is the shliach of all the Balabatim, so he sells all of the Balabatim's Chometz to the Nochri with the Kinyan Agav, and based on the Rabbeinu Tam, on the bottom of the Tosfos Gimel Amud Aleph, Chen Hoy Rogel Rabbeinu Tam Shliach Asher Biarak, Lo Hoy Makna Mechalipin. Rabbeinu Tam held like that. And the Shach Nechosh Mishpat, in the Simon about Agav, quotes the Maharaj Dam. Maharaj Dam was a very prominent rabbi in Greece. He lived in Salonika between 1492 and 1590. Was the golden era in Salonika. After the Jews ran away from Spain in 1492, then 1497 they ran away from Portugal. A lot of the Jews that ran away from Spain ran to Portugal, then had to run away from Portugal 5 years later. So many of them resided in Salonika, and at that time, that was really the center of all of learning. It wasn't so much where the Ramo lived in Krakow, and it wasn't so much where Rabbi Yosef Kara lived in Tzvat, there were Rabbanim there too, but in Salonika, in the middle of Greece, there was many, many Rabbanim. So one of the prominent Rabbanim was the Maharaj Dam, Rabbi Shmuel di Modena. So the Shach quotes a lot. Shach often quotes from the Tshuvas of the Rabbanim from Salonika. So he quotes the Tshuvas Maharaj Dam, who thinks that the Rabbi Natam is a Shita Yechido. He thinks that Rov HaRishayim think that Chalipin does not work on behalf of an Akma. Akma cannot be Koina. And we said the Ritva says like that based on the pasuk in Megillas Rus, who's also Lefanu B'Yisrael. Alagul Ba'atma, Lekayim Kol Dover, B'Sholof Yishnalav, and Asam Leah says, since there's Zos Lefanu B'Yisrael, so the Ritva says, B'Yisrael Labo Masal. They think that Chalipin does not work. So that's what, so we do Kinya Agav, and Agav is questionable, so we do Kinya Chalipin. Chalipin is questionable, and we do another four Kinyanim, and each one of the Kinyanim has a pickbook. If there would have been one Kinyan that everyone would have agreed upon, we wouldn't waste our time to make six Kinyanim. Each Kinyan has a pickbook. But we assume there's probably nobody in the world who thinks, like all the awkward Shittas, that all six are no good. Pashta says that a few of them certainly were. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah discusses. What if the rabbi, when he saw the Chumash, didn't do all six Kinyanim and made five? So B'dieved, you can be Mekel. What if he made four? So B'dieved also, you can be Mekel. What if he made two or three? Is that sufficient? Do you have to be concerned about Chumash Shavala Pesach? Okay. So that's a discussion in Paschal. So this Tosis is known for that. One comment at Revi Kivega. It's an important Tosis. That Tosis here is of the opinion, clearly of the opinion, that Agav is a Kinyan Deraisa, in disagreement with the Tosis and Baba Kama. Then there's another line in the Tosis that's important. It's a double portion. If you wouldn't know the Rishonim who say not so, you would say on your own like that. Tosis refers to a din that a get is not good if it's mechubel karka. Let's say the husband carves out on the bark of the tree, harem gureshes b'menim, harem teres l'chal adam, and then he's makna the tree to his wife. Or he chops down the tree and then he gives it to her. But he wrote the get ben mechubel karka. So that's not good. That's Mishnayos and Gittin. That's not good. A get ben mechubel karka is no good. It's a big question. How do you know that it's no good? The Gemara never says what the pasuk is. How do you know that the get ben mechubel is no good? If he carved out the get on the bark of the tree, then he chops down the tree, then he gives it to the Isha. That the Gemara tells us why it's no good. Because it says, because of an asan, Mishayna mechuser, Ela, Ksiva, and Nesina. You shouldn't have anything mafsik in between the Ksiva and the Nesina. Yotza Zeh, if you chop down the tree, Shemuchusa Ksiva, Ktsitsa, and Nesina. Since there was a chopping down of the tree, or let's say the Mishnah has, the husband wrote the get, he carved out the get, ala Karen Shalpura, on the horn of an animal. Vinasan Losa Pura, he gives it the whole Pura. So the Mishnah says that that's good, in disagreement with Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says you can't write a get, not on Oichlim and not on Balichayim. So that's the Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah says you can write on Keren Shalpara, Vinosin La Sapara, Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds that on Balichayim and on Oichlim, it's not a good get because you need Dumya the Sefer. Rabbi Yosef Aglili learns that Sefer means parchment. It even though it says Vikasa, Mikomakom, any background is good, paper is good, and metal is good, anything is good, but it has to be Dumya the Sefer. And if it's Oichlim or Balichayim, it's not Dumya the Sefer. And the Chacham disagrees that there is no such thing. The word Sefer and not Pasik. Because about Sefer v'chasayim, it says in Yirmiyah, when Yirmiyah was told b'nevuah right before the Babylonian armies took over all of Eretz Yisos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him b'nevuah that his cousin is going to come from the city of Anasos, and he's interested in selling his farm. The farm is basically worthless because the Babylonians were about to take over the whole country and to send everybody into Golis. So the Baruch Shalom tells Yirmiyah ben Avuah, when your cousin comes, buy the field. And it absolutely didn't make any sense whatsoever, but he goes and he does it, and then he asks the Baruch Shalom, why did he tell me to buy the field? So he said, this is Simon Levanecha, that another 70 years you're going to go back to the field and put away the document, Leman Yamdu Yamim Rabim, so that your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, whoever will be alive in another 70 years will be able to reclaim the land. So that says up there, Bakasa Basefer Vichasom. It says Basefer, to write on a piece of parchment. There the word Sefer means parchment. But here it doesn't say Bakasa Vallah Bisefer. It says Bakasa Vallah Sefer creases. So the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yosef Aglili. They say the word Sefer here in this context does not mean parchment. It means the text of the writing. You need Sfiras Dvarim Hu Diyasa. Because when the Sefer increases, you should write a Sfiras Dvarim. So some, the Rishonim says, that how do you know that, so if you write on the Keren Shalpara, and you give it to Parah, that's fine. If you write on the Keren Shalpara, and you detach the Keren, then you give it to her, the Gemara said that's not acceptable. From the Mishnah, but it appear like that. Because it says, Kosval Keren Shalpara, Vinosan La Sapara. Why Nosan La Sapara? Just cut off the Keren, give it to Keren. So obviously, if you cut off the Keren Shalpara, it's going to be Pasal. Why? The Gemara said, because the Pasuk says in Parshas Gerish, in this week's Sedra, I think, or last week's Sedra, where is it? It says, because of the Sefer Kriisa v'Nasan b'Yodah, there shouldn't be any hafsoke between the Ksiva and the Nesina. But if you do a Ketzitza in between, you detach the piece of wood from the tree, you detach the Mechub l'Karka, or you detach the horn from the animal, that's Mechusa Ketzitza. So that's v'Nasan, that's not acceptable. It has to be Kosa v'Nasan. So the Rishonim asked that, what if he doesn't chop off the tree? He grabs the get on the tree and he gives it the tree, just like if you write the get on Keren Shalpara, Vinosan La Sapara, that's acceptable. So if you write the get on the tree, you give it the tree. So it's not Mechusik Tzitz. So let it be good the way it is. So that's a discussion. And then we showed him, how do you know that a get from Mechubra is no good? But the Gemara says it's no good. So they quote the Yerushalmi, says it's no good because you need Dumi the Sefer. My Sefer Betolosh, I've called Betolosh. Which is a big problem because the Bavli just explained that that's a Machloikas. Rabbi Yosef Lili holds that the word sefer means parchment, and you can say you need dumi the sefer. But according to the Babli, the word sefer doesn't mean parchment at all. If it would have said because of bas sefer v'chasom, like it says in Yirmiyah, bas sefer, so then the word sefer means parchment. Here it says because of la sefer krisis. The text of the get is called the sefer krisis. What do you mean dumi the sefer? So Yishalmi is very problematic. We don't pass like Rabbi Yosef Lili. How can you dash in anything from dumi the sefer? So that's what the Rashba, the beginning of Gittin, quotes this Yerushalmi, and he says he thinks the Babli doesn't agree. He thinks the Babli probably holds no good for a different reason. What other reason can you say? So the Rashba comes up with the following, that it says, V'nosan v'yodo. Kosovo sefer krisa, V'nosan v'yodo. So he thinks that the word nesina in Hebrew only applies to a dov hamitalto. I hand over a thing. If something is a house, mechubel karka, karka itself, how can you say Ani nasati lishan? Litain means adav hamital. That's questionable. The Achranim ask Akasha. It says when Avraham Avinu purchased the Moris Hamachpela from Ephron Achiti, it says Vayitain los kal artzai. So it does say the verb Vayitain and Karka. So why is the Rashba so convinced that the terminology of Nisina doesn't apply to Mechuber? And biblical Hebrew does apply to Mechuba. So the Yosemach has a whole interpretation. Whatever it is, but that's a din. That's a din in Mishnayis and Gittin, that a get from Mechuba is not acceptable. How do you know that there's such a thing as Shtar Kiddushin? So the Gemara says, on the top of Hamad Aleph, it's learned that basically from Makash Havai Yitziah. Just like by Yitziah, just like by a divorce, the woman is Mizgaresh is Bishtar. So too, Havaya, by Kiddushin, the woman is Mizkadesh is Bishtar. So if you look in Eben Ezer, it's all similar about Kiddushin Adei Shtar. So the Ramah there quotes two opinions from the Rishonim. What's the din if you wrote a Shtar Kiddushin b'mechuba l'karka? Is that acceptable or not? Is it only a din by a get, that a get b'mechuba is no good for some reason or another? But by Shtar Kiddushin it is good b'mechuba? Or should I say no, this is included in the Makash Havaili Yitzir, since you're learning out the institution of Shtar Kiddushin from a get, and the Gemara later on has a suffix, a get has to be written Lishma. What about a Shtar Kiddushin? Does it also have to be written Lishma? So the Gemara says, Rabbi had a suffix, and then finally he was patient, yes, he thinks that you do need Ksiba Lishma by a Shtar Kiddushin. So that's a question, to what extent are you Makash Havaili Yitzir? How far does it go? So by get b'mechuba, that's Mishnayis. Tesis is alluding to Mishnayis and getting that it's no good. Bryce says Mishnayis. What about by Shtar Kiddushin? That's questionable. So, and even if one will assume Makan Shavai Letzia goes all the way, and Shtar Kiddushin b'mechuba is no good, now there's a further question. What about if you're Mekadosh b'kesef? So you can be Mekadosh either b'kesef or b'shav b'kesef. We usually give a ring. There are more quotes from the Zohar that you give a ring. So we give Shavu Kesef. So what if the Chassan wants to give the Kala Shavu Kesef? He has a beautiful mansion. He has a beautiful home that's worth $20 million. says, "Aren mekudash li," and he gives her the karka. Would that be good for kedusha kesef? So Tosfos assumes that they're a poshut. Of course, it's good. The only room for pilpul is by the shtar kedusha, because by a get there's a din. By a get there's a din that a get by mechuber is no good. So maybe a shtar kedusha, which is derived from the get, maybe makash havai litzia ain hekash lamatzim. Maybe the hekash has to go all the way. Maybe a shtar kedusha mechuber is no good. Maybe it is good. It's a question by shtar kedusha. Two opinions in the Ramon Ebenezer, but by kesef kedusha. Why should anybody in his right mind think that Kesef Kedushin is not good in Karaka? So that's what the Taisa says. Taisa is innocent. If you would have asked anybody the question, would have said also, of course it's good. So here the Ran and the Rashbo quote from a Tosefta that if you Mekadosh and Isha, the Shobe Kesef, Dina Kekesef, Karaka is not acceptable. Tepela, why should Karaka not be acceptable? Against the Taisa. So this thesis is famous. It's not such a significant thesis, but it's famous for these two points. Rabbi Gevega points out, number one, the thesis clearly thinks that Agav is deraisa in contradiction to the disagreement with the thesis in Bava Kamma Daf Yudeis. Number two, thesis says what any normal person would have said, that Kedusha Kesef is good, any Shavah Kesef is good, even if it's Karka. Why not? Why shouldn't Karka be good?
Like
we say,
by get, he has to give it to the other.
Yeah.
He can't say, pick it up.
Right.
Right.
So can he
say that thing?
What if he puts the ring on the table and he says, Hariyat Mekudesh Asli, pick up the ring.
So by get,
it's no good. So what about by Kiddush Kesef, is that good? So that's a machlokes in Ebenezer. But if Tli Kiddush Asma Gavi Karka is good or not. So it, the Or Sameach interprets this Rashba. He said before, how do you know that by get, mechuber is no good? So the Rashba in Gittin, beginning of Gittin, quotes the Yerushalmi, says, because as we do me the, what do you call it? Do me the Sefer. Because of the Sefer is do me the Sefer. Then the Rashba says, the Yerushalmi is difficult, because the Bavli says that Rabbi Yisrael clearly holds like that. That as we do me the Sefer. The Chacham say the word Sefer means Sfiras Dvar. It doesn't mean parchment at all. So how can it be Dumi the Sefer? Sefer is the text of the get. It's not the background on which the get is written at all. So how can it be Dumi the Sefer? So the Rashba says, because you need Nesina, Menasim. There's no Nesina. So Achronim asked the Kash, why there's no Nesina? By Moros HaMachpel, it says, Vayitan lo es kol artzai. Vayitan lo yan karka. So that's what the Or Sameach interprets. He says, the Rashba didn't mean to say that in Biblical Hebrew, the word Nesina never appears in connection with karka. No. You can say Nesina and Karka, but he meant to say that it's Tlegitach Magabi Karka. Because by Metaltalim, if I put the get in the Yad Ha'isha, the din is that the get is good even by Korcha. And the Osamech interprets Midrabbonim, there's a Cherim Derabbein Gershim, that it's not proper, it's not permissible to give a get by Korcha. Some Rishonim want to say that in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Shuvas Aran. The Aran is of the opinion that to give a get by Korcha is an Issa Deraisa, it's an Issa Be'ar Mahaveiro. When you marry the girl, you promise to live, to love, honor, and cherish her. Then you get rid of her. You get rid of her just like this, against her wishes. So that's an Isser. The Ran holds an Isser derais. Most Poskim hold that it's only an Isser derabbanan. That's the Chem derabbein Gershon. So the Pashtus says that a get can be given by Korcha, but doesn't have to be given by Korcha. So the Osamech interprets a get, if you need Dasu Isha for the get to be Chal, that's already no good. A get always given bal korcha. If you need the dasu isha, then it's called tligitach magabi karka. Then the woman did the nesina. He said that's what the Rashba meant to say, that to be kind of metaltalim, if the get is on a piece of paper, that the husband can put it in the chutzar of the wife, and she's kind of the get bal korcha. He can put it in her pocket, she'll be kind of the get bal korcha. He put it into her hand, even though she's screaming, she doesn't want the get. And then if she's kind of the get bal korcha, she becomes mizgareshes bal korcha. But if the get is mechubel karka, there's no way in the world to transfer ownership of karka without the lekech making a kinyan. By metaltalim, the kinyanim are by virtue of the fact that the piece of paper is in my rishus. So the husband puts it into her rishus against her wishes. He puts it into her chutz, and she's screaming. She doesn't mind. He said, I don't care what you want. I put the get in your hand. Put the get in your pocket. I put the get in your car. Put the get into your chutzer. So the mtaltalim, the husband can place it. It can be bushusa without her lifting it up. She doesn't have to lift it up. So the whole nesinas I get is done by the Baal. But kinyan karka has to be made by the lokeach. The lekeach has to do chazaka, but the lekeach has to do kesef, he has to pay for the karka. Kesef shtar chazaka, or shtar, the lekeach has to agree to acquire ownership of the field. So if the wife has to agree to acquire ownership of the tree, and the get is on the tree, then she did the nesina. So the Baal didn't do the nesina. That's the Osamech's interpretation.
So
if you hold that by kiddushay kesef, there's a din kli kiddushay magabe karka is no good, then we can understand why the Tosefta says that he can't be mekadosh anisha the mechubel karka, right? But these are all chidushin. This is all. The Tosefta is a chidush. What the Rashbo and the Ran quoted, Tosefta is a chidush, that you can't be mekadosh anisha be mechubel karka. The Pashtus is like this, is that you can. And then you're explaining the Tosefta by saying that just like there's a din by get legitach ma'agabi karka is no good. The Baal has to do the whole nesinus of Bakidushin also. The Baal has to do, she picks it up, is no good. That's also a tremendous chiddush. That legitach ma'agabi karka is no good. We can understand why it's no good. Those who say that it's no good. The Gemara learned up in the Pasuk, ki yikach v'lo kisei loka. Ki yikach means that the Baal has to do the kiddush. Just like it says by the get, when asam yod, the Baal has to do the whole Maisa Gerishin, and if the Ishtoi has to participate in making the Kinyan on the get, then it's Tligitot Magabi Karka, then the Baal didn't do the whole Nesina. So by Kiddush Ishtoi also, that's what the Pasuk teaches us perhaps. Ki yikach v'lo kisei lokach. The Baal has to do the whole Maisa Kiddush. That's what we said yesterday. The Gemara asks later on Daf Tes, I think, on Daf Yud, a normal shtar is written by the makna. I have a house and I want to give you ownership of the house. I'm a matana, I'm going to sell it to you. So I'm the das makna. So I write the shtar and I give it to you. When a girl gets married, who's makna and who's the kaina? Huisha niknes. She now, so to speak, as if she belongs to the husband. She sells herself, she gives a hand over a marriage to the husband. The husband is the kaina. And the isha is the makna. So we really should have required that the isha should write the shtar kiddush, and she should say, "Hareini miskadesh eslach," like "Hareini sodin l'sunah l'chav matana." If you want to give a matana of karka, so the makna has to write the shtar. So the Gemara asked that question. The Gemara says, "Hasam minyanet kara b'hacham minyanet kara." Each place it's based on what it says in the chumash. Here it says in the chumash ki yikach v'lo kisei lokach, that the baal has to do the ma'ase kiddush. If the isha is going to write the shtar kiddush, so she's making the kiddush. That's no good. Kiddushin has to be made by the Baal, not by the Isha. There's a famous Nadi Bihuda. I'm pretty sure that Avner Miluim quotes this. Nadi Bihuda asked the question, there are Mishnayos and Yevamos that say that a Kotan before Bar Mitzvah cannot be married. Kotan cannot be Mekadosh and Isha. Why? Because you need Das Kiddushin. Now if he didn't, a Kotan is a Labra Das. So the Nadi Bihuda is bothered with a Kasha that we said yesterday, the other day, that there's a Tesis in Sanhedrin and Af Samaches on the base. Long thesis on the first Amud in Perek Mansora Mora. Perek Mansora Mora begins there, Samaches on the base in Sanhedrin. So the thesis has two opinions, and the accepted opinion is that a cotton who picks up a Dovashal Hefke picks up an Aveda, Mitzias Cherisha to the cotton, is only Gezel Mipnei Darkei Sholem. That's only Gezel Midirabbonim. In Atur, it's not Gezel because you need Das Kaina to acquire ownership of something by a Hefke. But if somebody wants to give a gift to the cotton, there's a das acheres makna, then the cotton is kainim and ator. Tosis has two opinions, that's the accepted opinion of Choshe Mishpah. Whenever there's das acheres makna, then the cotton is kainim and ator. So that's what the Nadi Yehud is bothered with Akasha, if the boy is not bar mitzvah and the girl is bas mitzvah. Let's say the girl is 12 and a half years old, and the boy is even 12 and three quarters. He's older than the girl, but she's bas mitzvah, and he's al pidin, he's still a cotton. So she has das acheres makna. She gives herself over to him. She says, "I agree to marry you." So whenever there's das acheres makna, you don't need das kaina. So why shouldn't the cotton be able to be married min haTorah? The Mishnayos assume that a cotton's marriage doesn't exist min haTorah, even the Rabbanan. They never made a takana of kedusha cotton. Why shouldn't it be kedusha deraisa? If the cotton marries a gedayla, and the gedayla gives a das acheres makna, then the cotton should be able to be kaina min haTorah. So the answer is, because the Nadi Bihuda says, because the Pasuk says, ki yikach, v'lo kisukach, v'lo kisilokach. The Maisei Kedushin has to be done by the Chassan, not by the Kala. The Gemara even has a suffix on the next daf. What if Nasan Hu, the Omrahi, what if he gives her, she says, here, that's over here by the white lines, on Hayam at base, right when the lines become wide. So the Gemara says, Nasan huvi yamrei sveku huvi chashina midirabbanan. That's a suffix in din. For the Nasan huvi yamrei. The chassid didn't say, Hariat mukudeshasi. The Kala says, if you give me the ring, I agree to marry you. And then he says, and then he gives her the ring. He doesn't say anything. So she did the Amira. Is that acceptable? Or do you need the chassan has to do Nasan huvi yamahu? The Gemara is not sure about that. But if Nasna he, but if she does the Nesina, or maybe even if she picks up the ring, he puts the ring on the floor and she picks it up from the table, from the floor. So maybe just like he, Tligitach Magabi Karka is no good, because he needs that the Baal should do the Gerishin. If the Isha does the Maisa Gerishin, it's not acceptable. So maybe you require over here also, Ki Ikach, Velo Ki Sukach, that the Baal has to, the Chosin has to do the whole Maisa Kedushin. So that's, there is such an opinion that Tligitach Magabi Karka carries over to Kedusha Kesef. And that would explain why by Kedusha Kesef Karka wouldn't be acceptable if you follow that, the Arsamech's interpretation of the Rashba. The Arsamech explained what the Rashba meant. The Rashba said, a get from Bechuber is no good because the Torah requires Venasim Biyada, you need Nesina. So what's wrong? You have Nesina. So the Arsamech, in Chumash it's called Nesina by Maris HaMachpela, when Efron Achiti sold it to Avraham Avinu. So the Chumash does use the word Nesina regarding the Maris HaMachpela. So the Arsamech says, no, he didn't mean that it's not called Nesina. It meant that it'll always be a chisorn of Tligitach Magabi Karka. Because by Karka, there's no way to acquire ownership on the part of the Lokech unless he makes the Maisa Kinyan. So that's no good. The Maisa Gerishin has to be done by the Baal. So again, this Taisus is not so significant, but it's famous for these two lines. One line that the Taisus obviously adopts a position that Kinyan Agav is their Isa, and the other line Taisus says, the Pashtus, that Kiddushi Kesev is good, even if the Shavu Kesev is Karka. Against what it says in the Tosefta.
How do we see that from the Tosus thinks that Kinyan Agav is Dereisa from the Tosus? Because he just says that it needs to be Ksuva, so the fact that it's written in Divrei Hayamim, even though that could still be Dirabana.
No, but they're using it as a Pircha. They're negotiating Kal B'chaimas and Pirchas, and the Gemara says later on this Amud, when Rav Huna says Chub B'Konim B'Kal B'chaimer, so the first thought, the Kal B'chaimer is that Ma'ala Kesem Sheinu Machil is Kone, so Chupa, which is Machil, ain't a din should think. The Gemara says Kesem Sheinu Machil is not true. On the level of the Rais, it is true, but on the level of the Rabbanan, it's not true. So the Gemara says, you can only make a Kal B'chaimer and a Pircha and a Yochich and everything from Dinim de Rais. The Dinim de Rabbanan do not change the Dinim de Rais. The Dinim de Rais stay the same. Halacha l'maisa, we don't follow them. We say Hefker Bezna Hefker, or we have Gzeira de Rabbanan, whatever. But the Dinim de Rais remain intact. And the Kal B'chaimers, the Mamatzinus, have to be, is all based on the assumption that all the Dinim de Rais blend in to fit into one big pattern. The Dinim de Rabbanan do not have to blend in to be part of that pattern. That's what you see from the Gemara. So the Taisus here is working with Kinyan Agav. They're negotiating with Kinyan Agav as a Pircha, as a Yochiach, and a Kal B'chaimer. Pushing everything around, like they're all dinim deraisa. If it would have been a din derabbanan, so that you can't make any yochiyah from Kinyan Agav.
I think a get can be given with the surah or not, even if the woman can't make a kinyan on it. So if Ramak should violate siya, would you do the same thing with kedushin?
The Gemara in Gittin Daf Chav says if you write a get on a piece of paper, that's the surah or not. So the Gemara says megureshes. So that's a big kasha that the Avne Miluim talks about, Tzaisel Chayshin talks also, same author, and both Sarami talks about that kasha. Isn't there a din that you can't be Makne Yisuri Hanoah? Not isn't there a din, is there a din? Is there a din? The Gemara says, Sharan Niska, there's Gemara Baba Kama on Daf Nam Hey. The Sharan Niska, Mishinig Madino becomes also Bahanoah. Koidin Gvardin is Mutta Bahanoah, Efting Gvardin, the Sharan Niska means Shor Shaharga Sa'odam. So Bez makes a Gemara Din, the Shor becomes Asabana. The Gemara says, before the Gemara Din, Mechora Machor. If the Bailam sells it, so the sale is valid. Mishinig Gemara Din, if the Gemara Din, Mechora Ene Machor. If you sell it, it's not valid. So the simple reading is, because Yisurei Hano is either Ene Shalom, or Ene Beshuso. So you cannot sell Yisurei Hano. So how can you be Megarish and Isha with a get that's written on Yisurei Hano? How's the husband going to be Makna to get to his wife? So the Tzais comes up with this fantastic chiddush that a get, since a get is good, Bal Korchoi, so the woman is screaming, I don't want to acquire ownership of the get. I don't want to become, I don't agree to get divorced, and I don't agree to acquire ownership of the get. So the Ksei says, we ignore what she says. The get is on the level of the Raisa. The get is good, Balkorach, and the Rabbanon also the get is good, Balkorach, but it's an Avera. It's a Chem de Rabbein Gershon to give a get, Balkorach. But the get is still good, Balkorach. So the Ksei says the question, how is it good? But she says she does want to be Kaina. So he comes up with a fantastic Ksei. She thinks that by a get, unlike any other star, by a get, all you need is Nesina. You don't need Haknua Saniyar. All you need is Nesina. And it should come out possibly that even by Ishtar Kiddushin, if you write the Ishtar Kiddushin on Isur HaNoah, it could be that it won't be any good. Only by get that's good, because all you need is Nesina. By all other stars, perhaps you do have to have Haknua Saniyar. Others disagree with the whole premise of the Ktsoi Sachoshim. That Gemara in Baba Kama, Dachman, hey, that says that Misha Nigmadino Dushara Niskal is also Bana, then Mechoro Eina Mocha, if you sell it after the Gmardin, the sale is not valid. So the Rabbi Natam in Sanhedrin reinterprets the whole Gemara. Mechoro Eina Mocha doesn't mean that the sale is not valid, because Rabbi Natam holds that Dushara Niskal is Mutta Bahanoa Mechaim. Calls man that it's still alive, it is Mutta Bahanoa. It's only also Bahanoa after you give it to Skila or after you shecht it. Because it says, Velo Yeochel es Bisoro. So bisara is a term that only applies when it's gishal, when it's dead. Because man, the animal is alive. Nobody eats a live animal. So Rabbi Natam, since the whole source of the idea that a shor niskal is also banor is based on the pasuk below yeachel es bisara, so bisara is a term that only applies after it's dead already. So the shor niskal mechaim is muta banor. You're permitted to ride on the horseback. Let's say the horse is nigmadina lemisa. So I'm going to ride on the horse to the base of skila. Till we're going to kill the shor. Rabbi Natam holds that it's muta b'hanor. So how does he read the Gemara Mechor Eina Mechor? So he doesn't accept either interpretation of the Ktzos. Ktzos quotes Machlokes Rishonim. Some hold that Yisuri HaNoah not Shaloi. Some hold that Yisuri HaNoah are Shaloi, but it's not B'shusai. So Rabbi Natam says that not necessarily either of them is true. Could be Yisuri HaNoah are Shaloi, and they are B'shusai. And you can't be maknet to someone else. Shalacho B'shusai, you can't be maknet. But it says Mechor Eina Mechor. So he says, no, it doesn't mean that the sale is not valid. It means if you sold it to someone else, the shor doesn't get off the hook. You have not accomplished anything. The bezel is still going to give it misa. If the shor was mazik somebody, and I owe money, and then I sell it to somebody else, I don't have to pay for my pocket, and he doesn't have to give. Because the shor switched ownership in the middle, in between the negicha and the tashlumin. But if the shor kills an adam, so if they already made the Gemara Din, Mechor Eina Mechor, the selling it will take effect, but the sale will not pata the shore from Isa. The Bezim will still give him the Einish Misa. That's what it means. Mechor Eina Mechor doesn't mean the sale is not valid. You haven't accomplished anything by selling the shore. It'll still get the death penalty. But Rabbi Natam could be that he holds. Rabbi Natam happens to hold that the shore in this Kamechaim is Mutabana. But it could be that he would say that you are able to sell Isuri HaNoah. There's a Mishnah in Kiddush in the end of the second parak. You can be Mekadosh B'Shavu Kesef, but the Shavu Kesef has to be a Shavu Pruta. That's the first Mishnah, B'Shami Yomu B'Pruta B'Shavu Pruta. So the Mishnah at the end of the second parak gives you a whole list of all Yisuri HaNoah, Basa B'Cholav, Shara Niskal, Petach Hamor, a whole bunch more, Seir Nozir, a whole bunch of other things, Orlok, Layakarem, Hamas B'Pesach, all the things that are Asa B'Noah. So why is he, if you're Mekadosh with Yisuri HaNoah, why is she ain't Mekudeshes? So there are three different explanations given by the Rishonim. So some say, Yisuri HaNoah not Shalom, it doesn't belong to you, it can't have any ownership, Yisuri HaNoah. Others say, no, it is Shalcha, but it's not Bishuscha. Bishuscha means that you have access to it. If a Ganav stole it, you don't have access, then your Bailus is incomplete. It's Shalcha Veina Bishuscha. So Yisuri HaNoah, even if the Ganav didn't steal it, they have it in my house, but it's also Banoah. So I have no access to it. The Torah prohibits me from using it. So if it's shaliv, any bishusi, then we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan, that you cannot be makna, so you cannot give it away. And Rashi gives a third pshat. Rashi doesn't seem to consider either of these. That Yisuri HaNoah is any shalai, any bishusi, Rashi is not gerus either of those. If that's the whole problem, you can be makna to someone. Rashi said the reason why it's no good is because it's not shavu pruta. If you mekadosh with Yisuri HaNoah, it is Shaloi and it is Bushusai, but it's not Shavu Pruta, because Shavu Pruta is Kamahu Shavu Limka Bashuk, and it's also to sell it. So you're not allowed to get any money. Or the Rishonim disagree. What do you mean? It is Shavu Pruta. You are not allowed. It's an Aveira on your part that you should sell it and get paid money, you will be getting hanor from it. But it is shavu pruta. So Rashi holds, no, that's called ein shavu pruta. Since there's a prohibition, since it's an iser, if a Jew owns it, and it's also for him to sell it, so how much is it shavu? Kamu shavu lemkabashuk? Zero, because he's not allowed to sell it. So those are the three timing that the Rishonim give. Why the Mishnah in the end of the second parak in Kedushin? A man is mekadosh anisha b'isuri hanor, chametz b'pesach, shara niskal, orlok, la'akermes, and the Gemara has a whole discussion there. How do you know all of these things are rasa v'hanor? So on that Mishnah, there are the three reasons that the Rishonim give why Kedushin b'isuri hanor is no good. Some say because ain't a shaloi, some say because ain't a b'shusai, and Rashi says because not shavar putum. Then the Mishkan HaSiyanki quotes a Yerushalmi that says like Rashi, that the reason why the Kiddushin are not Chal is because it's not Shavu Pruta. Where's that Mishnah? There used to be a Mishnah at the end of the second period. Someone ripped that out of my Gemara. Here it is. Nun Vav Amid Beis. The Kaddish Ba'arla, B'klai Kerem, Shah Nishka, Leg La'rufa, Basa B'chala, B'chulam Ba'azara, Tet Chamar, Seyana, the whole list of all the things that are Asa Ba'ano. So Rashi says the reason why Surah Ano, Kedushin are no good is because not Shavu Pruta. So the Mishkan HaSiyanki quotes, Yerushalmi says like that. Yerushalmi gives a mashal. If a person has a bag of salty potato chips and he sells it in New York, he'll get a dollar. If he sells it in the desert, and there's no water, there was an airplane crash, and everybody's stuck in the desert, and someone has something that's very, very salty, no one's going to pay him a penny for that. They don't need salty food now. So it's, even though the thing in the city would be worth a lot of money, but where you are, you're stuck in the desert, you don't have any water, so under the circumstances, the thing is not Shavu Pruta. So Yerushalmi says, that's what Rashi says. Yerushalmi says the same as Rashi, that is Surah Hanor, Zaini Mekudesh, because it's not Shavu Pruta.
According to Rashi, who says that you own it, it's not a Shavu Pruta. If someone stole Yisuri Hana, would he be hived to return it or not? Because if you assume less than a Shavu Pruta, the guy's mocha.
I think it's probably a beferish tosefta that there's no Embo Mishum Gezel. If there's Kloy HaKerem, so there's no Issa Gezel of some. Kloy HaKerem is also Bano. I think that's a tosefta inclined. There's no Issa Gezel if the thing, it's Mutal HaTchila to steal it, because he's not allowed to use it. So there's no Issa Gezel at all. Anyway, so that's what this Tosis is famous for. Good.
Do we pass in like the Tosis or the Rashi from the Rashi?
Bakidushe Kesef Bekarka.
Because yeah. Wouldn't we say if we pass in like the Rashi from the Kosha King that they would pass in by Shtar that for sure you can't use it before the Karka?
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Where we said there's 2 days by...
The Rama has 2 days by Shtar, yeah.
So far, they for sure would agree that.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you look in Ebenezer, Hilchas Kedusha Kesef, so they have it 2 days, about Tli Kedusha Magabi Karka, with respect to Kedusha Kesef. So if you hold it's no good, then if you're Mekadosh Ben Mechuba LeKarka, that's always going to be, the Osamech said, that's always going to be Tli Kedusha Magabi Karka. So the opinion is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Pesach Halacha, probably Pashtus is like Tosis.
What would the Rashba do with, like, the Gemara that says that if she gives you the money,
you're Gadol, and yeah. Kaddish, or with that,
you're, she's doing the
Maisa.
I don't know if that works. She's doing the
Maisa Kiddushin,
giving you something.
No, I'm doing the Maisa Kiddushin by accepting the gift. The din is that if I agree to paint your apartment and you agree to pay me $7,000 for painting the apartment, when I finish the job, you owe me $7,000. I'm an automobile mechanic. I agree, I'll fix your automobile, and you're going to pay whatever the fee is. You pay $75 an hour, however long it takes to fix the automobile. So if you agree, so then when I do the work, the asiyas hapu'ula is mechayev the employee, to pay the employee to pay the money. So here also, by his being mahana her, if he accepts the gift that she gives him, his accepting the gift is mahana her, that's worth to her a shavu pruta. She would have to pay money to someone to convince the Adam Gadol to accept the gift. So then the pu'ula of accepting the gift is considered a shavu pruta. So he's mahana her. She gave him a present. Okay, that's not the Maisa Kedushin. Maasi Kedushin is his accepting the gift, his being the Hanar. So he could have charged money for that if he would want to. He'd say, I'd only accept the gift if you give me a penny. So she's prepared to give him a penny. So therefore his accepting of the gift is a pu'ula that could have been mechayev her to pay some money. So that pu'ula, if I paint your apartment, I paint the girl's apartment, so just like I can be kind of the painting of the apartment, asiyas ha'pu'ula, can be kind of the schiris poyalim that the balabais has to pay, so you can also be kind of issues. So that's what we'll have to see the Gemara. We don't paskin like that. We paskin not so. The Gemara said, because we paskin yeshin the schiris mutchili v'atzof. So we would say it's not good, but if you would have all day in the schiris ha'lulu v'sof, then asiyas pu'ula, just like he can be kind of his chayvus, so too can be kind of issues. And if the pool is not a pool of mushaches, it's not a drawn out pool, it's a one split second, like accepting the gift. She says, I'd like to give you a gift, and she would really, she's chalashing that this Adam Chashim should accept her gift, and then he accepts it, so the pool takes a split second. It's not a pool of mushaches, it doesn't take a long time. So then everyone would agree that such a pula would be good to be kind of issues. We'll have to see the Gemara. But it's not that she's not doing the Ma'asi Kedusha. He's doing the Ma'asi Kedusha. He's accepting the gift. He's being Mahanahar. So then we say, Hanua Kikesa. Since he's Mahanahar, he's doing a pu'ula on her behalf, and she would have been willing to pay a penny for that. So that pu'ula is just like it could be kind of his chayvus mammon, could be kind of a debt, so it can be kind of issues also. We'll have to see more Gemaras. So the Gemara derived all three from Psukim. If Kesed Mirona, there were two Psukim, Marav Yudah Marav, and Tanah Maisila Meocha, then Kiddushi Bir, then Kiddushi Shtar. Each one has a Pasuk. So the Gemara asks, why do you need a Pasuk for each one? Couldn't I have derived A from B, B from A, C from B, C from A? So the Gemara, no. So the Gemara gave a whole explanation why. So now the Gemara finally says, about 15 lines from the bottom, the line begins with the word Choda. Choda Michoda Loyasya, you cannot derive one from one. Let's say if it wouldn't say kesed, you can't learn kesed from bia. Wouldn't say bia, you can't learn bia from kesed. Chodim echad lo yasya, teisei chodim etarte. Why shouldn't we learn? Why do you need all three? Kiddushi, kesed, shtar, and bia. Why do you need all three? Let the chumash write two. I'd be able to figure out the third one on my own. Yeah. What is this idea? Chodim echad, to learn that one from one, chodim etarte. This is what we call a mamatzino. Yeah, you give me the shatarn it, Rashi, fam. Some of them we don't even know what they are. Some of them the Gemara, some of them never appear in the Gemara anywhere. They only appear, they're all the Torah's Kohanim. But several of those never appear in the Gemara. Yeah, one of the most popular midas that we use in the Gemara all the time is the midah mamatzin. That's not on the list. Mamatzin is not on the list. Just like it says in the Chumash, Ma'ala Kesef Shekana Bi'alma V'kana Kan. Just like Kesef exists as a Kenyan, it works here. So to Chuppah, that's how the Gemara says over here, on the top of Amid Beis. If something exists as a Kenyan somewhere, and it works over here by Kedushin, so anything else that exists as a Kenyan anywhere should be good by Kedushin also. That's a Mamatzina. Well, how come Mamatzina is not on the list? So that's a big question. The Prima Gadim has a little sefer where he discusses it. He has two little svarim, Shoshanas HaMakim and Ginas V'Rodim. I think this is in the beginning of the Ginas V'Rodim. He discusses this. Both svarim are on topics that we usually don't even delve into. Midrash HaTarnit V'Hashispam. We know so little about the Midrash HaTarnit V'Hashispam, so we don't even try to figure anything out. But there's a sefer on Kiddushin that's out of style. It's called Atzmas Yosef. The author's name obviously was Yosef. Why do you call it Atzmas Yosef? Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava, he said, Etzem Etzamai Basam Besari Zos Yikari Isha Kimi Ish L'Kocha Zos. So the original Shidduch was Mrs., the wife of the Atzmas Yosef. She was Etzem Etzamai Basam Besari. So that's why he wrote a sefer on Kiddushin. He called it Atzmas Yosef. Okay. Much of the Sefer, it's out of style today. No one ever looks at Atzmas. Much of the Sefer is on Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Ben. Malach Kalvachayim is a Mamatzinus and Pirchas and Yochiachs and all these kind of things. So the Prima Gadim in both of these Svarim, the Ginnis Vardim, Shoshanas HaMakim, he quotes a lot from the Atzmas Yosef, from other Svarim. We don't even look in these Svarim today. the Atzmasers of at least people heard of. The others, you never even heard of the other swarm. So he, in the beginning of this Sefer Ginnis V'Radim, he quotes a machlokes Rishonim, Achronim, and Rishonim already. Which one of the Yugal Midrash Atar Nedrashes Bam is the Midav Mamatzinu? Mamatzinu we use all the time. Let's say Arbavus Nezikin, the opening Mishnah and Bava Kama. So the Gemara says, how do you know that each one of the Avos has told us? Shor Bora Mavra and Hever are the Arbavus Nezikin. Why are they called Avos? So Rashi writes the first Rashi on Bava Kama. Avos Korla Hanach Dechsiv and Behed Yibikro. Whatever is Befurish in Parshas Mishpatim, that's called Avos. And told us of what's not Befurish. So how do you know they're told the same Kayotzebem? How do you know they're told us have the same din as the Avos? Gemara says, Mamatzinu. Just like Bor, Tchilas HaSiyasa, L'Nezek, V'mon Chashmiros and Alecha, so too if you like Avnes, Sikin, Masar, B'shus, Arabim, Tchilas HaSiyasa, L'Nezek, V'mon Chashmiros and Alecha. If it's sufficiently similar to the din in the Chumash, then it has the same din. And that's always like that. That's Mamatzina. That's the most often used Midah. In the Midah Shatran Jashan time is Mamatzina. So which one of the Midahs is it? So some Achrenim say that the Midah of Mamatzinu is part of the Midah of Kavachayman. Every kalvachayma is a mamatzina with icing on top. And not only is it a mamatzina, it's even a kalvachayma, it's even more so. So included in the midah of kalvachayma is the midah of mamatzina. And other rishayim and achrayim, he quotes rishayim and achrayim, others say no, the midah kalvachayma is only kalvachayma. Mamatzina is a different midah, that's the midah of binyanav. And there are two kinds of binyanav. There's one binyanav. Usually binyana means that the word in Chumash always has the same connotation. Whenever it says the word aid, it doesn't mean one witness, it means a pair of witnesses. Kamachim shenem aid, harei kan shnai. The Gemara proves it, because in one place in Chumash it's clear and obvious like that. It says, le'yokem eid echad b'ish. Why does it have to say le'yokem eid echad b'ish? Let's say le'yokem aid. Aid is in the singular. So you see that if it would just say the word aid, it would have meant a pair of witnesses. Eidus, eidim. Unless it says eid echad, then it means one eid. So we assume that the word eid in Chumash, the whole Chumash was written by the same author, dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word and letter for letter. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, when he dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, used the same style Hebrew throughout the Chumash. So whatever the connotation of the word is in Bereishis, has the same connotation in Dvar. Whatever the connotation is in Bamidbar, same connotation in Vayikra, has the same meaning all over. So that's Mamatzinu. So Mamatzina means that the Hebrew and the Chumash is even, that the words have the same meaning. So some Rishonim and Achrayim say that included in the midah of Binyan Av is the midah of Mamatzina, that the dinim and the Chumash fit into one big pattern. All the dinim and the Torah fit into one pattern. So whenever a case is sufficiently similar, two dinim are sufficiently similar. So we say that they can learn out midin echad lahaveiro. Or if cases as if avnas sekenim asar shenicham mishul serab mehiziku, someone tripped and they got hurt, so that's sufficiently similar to digging a bar mishul serabim. So told the same case of them, have the same din because of mamatzin. So the Prima Gadim has a whole essay where he wants to show nafkeminis ledina, where is the midah of mamatzinu learned out from. Is it part of the midah of Kal V'Chomer, or is it part of the midah of Binyan Av? Yes, Nafkeminis Ledina, complicated Nafkeminis, it's not so easy. With Pirchas and Yochiachs, okay. So, but we know there is such an institution of a Mamatzinu. That's what the Gemara is talking about. Why not learn out Chodah Michodah? And then the Gemara said, why not learn out Chodah Mitarti? Chodah Michodah lo asi, teis Chodah Mitarti. Why don't we learn out? You're right, you can learn out one from one, because there's always a Pircha to knock down the hashvah, but let's not learn chodah mitarti. In other words, we'll make a tzad hashavah shabem. Let the Torah write two. What do you need all three? Isha miskadesh in the kesef of pishtar bebir. What do you need all three? Let the Torah write two. Any two you want, and I'll know the third one by myself from a tzad hashavah from the two. So there is a gemara in Chulin and Perek Kolabosa, where the gemara says that the midah shatar and dreshes pem are slightly different. Not slightly, are different, whether you're learning a Mamatzinu Chodah Michodah, you're learning Mamatzinu Chodah Mitarti. Nafkeminis, when you have a Yochiach, how strong does the Yochiach have to be? So the Gemara says it had a tradition, that Chodah Mitarti is a different, Alpidin, is a different category of a Mamatzinu from Chodah Michodah. The difference is Lahokan, the difference is Lahokan. Ha'achna. So the Pimagorim talks about it in his Sefer Neginas Verot. Okay, it's not Negeh here, but you should just know that there's a Midah Mamatzinu, and that sometimes it's Chodah Mi'Chodah, sometimes it's Chodah Mi'Tarti. The Gemara says, all right, Chodah Mi'Chodah Layasi. You just explain why you can't learn out any one form of Kedushin from any other form of Kedushin. If one Pasuk would be missing, you wouldn't be able to learn out from the other one. But why not suggest Tesi Chodah Mi'Tarti? Why don't you write two forms of Kedushin Mi'Chomish? You would already be able to learn out the third one. The Gemara says, well, let's analyze it. Hey, Tesi, which should be derived? Which two should be written, and which should be the third one not written, and derived from the two that are written? Lo yidichta rachmon v'shtar, let it not be written in the Chumash, the Makar Shabbai Leitzir. Let the shtar kiddush not be written with Tesi Mehanach. We'll learn out a mamatzino from Kesef and Bio, the Kesef and Bio kind of be Alma, the kind of Khan. So shtar is good to be kind of shtar. We know shtar exists. No shtar exists by karka, no shtar exists by gerushin. So why not say that shtar should be good for kedushin as well? The Tesi Mehanach Gemara says no, you can't derive shtar from the two. Why? Because by kedushi bi and by kedushi kesef he gives a hano. Mal hashken hano samarube. But by shtar, what hano does she get? She can use the shtar. Lotzal pitz lochiso. What she can use? She's not going to use it for that. She can use the piece of paper of the shtar to keep a bookmark in the Gemara or to close a bottle on top. Okay, you can use it, but it's hanoa muetas. It's not hanoa samarubim. So that's what the Gemara says. You wouldn't be able to derive shtar, even if it were written in the Chumash, Kedusha Kesef, and Kedusha Bia, you wouldn't be able to derive shtar because malahanach, the two that were written, shken hanoa samarubim. Tamir bishtar, then saying hanoa samarubim. Okay, so that you wouldn't be able to. Let it not say Kedusha Bia. Let it just say Kedusha Shtar, Kedusha Kesef. Now it should be able to derive Kedusha Bia from the two. The Gemara says, no, Malahal Shken Kinyana Merubin. No, Kesef works in other places, and Shtar works in other places. Bia only works by a marriage. Bia only works by Yibum. So you want to tell me that Bia is going to work by Kedusha? And also, no, it's such a localized Kinyan. Not Kinyana Merubah. It's not a widespread Kinyan. He can't be kind of Karka, Metapla, Mevet. Can't be kind of most things but Bia. So maybe it's not good for Kedusha Neem. So you can't derive Bia from the other two. Now, third suggestion. La'nich Nachmana B'Kesef. Let him not say Kedusha Kesef. B'Tesei Mehanach. Let me learn out Kedusha Kesef from Shtar and Bia. So the Gemara says, you cannot learn out from Shtar and Bia. Malahanach Shekein Yeshnam Bal Korchon. As opposed to Kesef, is never Bal Korchoi. What does that mean? Therefore, what? Normally, a Kenyan Bal Korchoi really shouldn't work. A Kenyan, normally you need Das of the both parties to make a Kenyan. When you get married, you need Das of the both parties. So the Gemara says, these are both exceptions to the rule. That by Yibum, the Yibum is kind of Bal Korchoi of the Yisha. Rashi quotes, it does mean that he's permitted to rape the Yavam. He's not allowed to. If he did Bal Korcha, he's kind of the Ishus, but it does mean he's permitted to. He's never allowed to. A person is not allowed to be Baal Ishta Bal Korcha. Certainly on Yavim, they're certainly not allowed to. But if he did it Bal Korcha, he's kind of. So you see that Yibum is Bia, is Chal Bal Korcha. That's a Chiddush, that you don't need Das Elisha. And a Get is also a Chiddush, that is Chal Bal Korcha. The marriage, you need Das HaBaal and Das Elisha. So by the Gerishin, you should have also said it's a Kenyan Shtar. Should it really require the Das of both the Ish and the Isha? So that's a Chiddush that the Torah has, that the husband can give his wife a get, Bal Korcha. So the Gemara says, how can you learn out Kiddushi Kesef from the fact that the Torah writes Kiddushi Bia, Kiddushi Shtar? And I should say, Kesef and Shtar kind of be Alma, they're kind of Kan. So Bia is also kind of be Alma, Bia is kind of by Yibum, so it's kind of Kan, should be kind of by Kiddushin, because I derive from the Chodem Itarti, I derive the Tzara Shovish of him, whatever's kind of somewhere else. Malak Kesef and Shtar kind of be Alma, so it's kind of Kan by Kiddushin, so Bia should also be the same. So the Gemara says no, because the two, the Get by the Gerishin and the Bia by the Yibum, those can work Bal Korcha, so therefore what? It's a Mechidish Le'afinah. Maybe that's what it means. Mechidish Le'afinah. Because that's really a Chidish. Chidish means, Dovra Asayis HaKal, means that that's really an exception to the rule. That a Kenyan shouldn't be working without Das of the both parties. That's kula chiddush. Maybe that's where the Gemara is. Malhash ken yesh na bal korchon, so you can't learn out kiddushi bio from a tzad shavur, from yibum, and from a get, because the yibum could be done bal korchon, not allowed to, but if you did it bal korchon, it's kind of. And the get can be done bal korchon. It's also not there to do it, but if he does bal korchon, it's chal. So maybe that's the pshat that mechidish le'afina. Maybe that's the pshat mechidish le'afina. Then the Gemara says, v'chitema kesef nami bal korcho ba'omoho ivriyo. Therefore what? Where do you have bal korcho ba'omoho ivriyo? So there's a famous makhlekes here, Rashi and Rabbi Tam. The Rashi says, avio mecho shaloi midaito. Father has the ability to sell a daughter against her wish. She's screaming she doesn't want him to sell. And he wants to, he's a meshugan, he's not a normal father. What normal father sells his daughter as an omo ivriya? He has to be penniless and so on. We said yesterday, he has no money. But even so, it's not normal. So he sells her against her wishes.
You has to,
That's a question. So Tosis quotes the Gemara Yutes. The bottom Tosis, have in parentheses, Daf Yutes Amin Aleph. Hodi Om LeKaman Asher Lo Ya'odah Malam Shetzorach Li Ya'adah Shetzorach Li, it says Asher Lo Ya'odah Yud Ayin Dalet. So the Gemara says Malam Shetzorach Li Ya'adah, so some Rishonim have the Giris to Li Ya'adah Yud Dalet Ayin. Asher Lo Ya'odah Yud Ayin Dalet Yud Malam Shetzorach, the drush of the Torah Shemal Pe Shetzorach Li Ya'adah. You need her Yediyah. So some Rishonim learn Pshat Tzorach Liyadah. You cannot do Yud against her wishes. Yud can only be done Midas or Isha. Rabbi Natan disagrees and he said that's not what it means. He can do, the Odon can do Yud against the wishes of the Omer Ivriya. The father sold her as an Omer Ivriya. That's what it says in the Chumash. That once the father sold her as an Omer Ivriya, the Odon has the ability to do Yud against the wishes. Bar Kocha, so what did they darshan? What did the Torah Shabbat Peh darshan? O Shalom Yodam Alam Shad Tzorach Liyada, or she has to understand that he's making yud. Let's say he says Hariat Miu Edisli, she doesn't know what he's talking about. She doesn't know what he's referring to. So then the Rabbi Natam says that the yud is not chal. He has to explain to her. There's a parsha in the Chumash. There's an institution of marriage, and your father sold you as an Amar Avi, and if I have the right to marry you, you don't have to agree. But he has to explain to her what's happening. She has to understand what's happening. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Natan and other Rishonim. Asher lo yod, malam shel tzorach liyada o, liyada yud dalet ayin hey, liyada, he has to notify her. Rabbi Natan says, lo shel tzorach lasas meritzayin, not that it means that you need her consent, like other Rishonim say, elo shel tzorach lohodil shel tshem kiddusha miyada, he has to notify her, she has to be aware of it. She's not aware of it, it's not good. Even though the yud can be done by koch, that's how Rabbi Natan holds like that. There's a mishnah like that in Gittin, that a man wants to divorce his wife. He's afraid she's going to beat him up. So he says, darling, I bought you a ksuba. For the fifth wedding anniversary, I bought you a golden ksuba. He gives it a ksuba, then he runs away. And then he told the Edom in advance that that's a get. And the Edom saw the way the husband gave his wife a get. But she didn't understand at the time. She didn't realize that she was getting divorced. So the Mishnah says that she's not Megureshes until the time until the Edom tell her, open it up and open up your eyes, you realize that he gave you a get. But Kozman, she doesn't understand that she's divorced, even though you don't need Das Risha. You can give the get Bal Karcha, but she has to understand. The Rambam says, so she tenen ala b'toris gerisha. B'toris gerisha means she has to understand that he's doing it. So that's what Rabbi Natan holds over here by the Yid. Yud can really be done bal korcha of the girl, of the Amo Ivriya, but Tzorach Liyada, he has to notify her. She has to understand what's happening.
According to that, the Gemara could
have
used that right on
Mo'ivriya. So let's see. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, you wouldn't really be able to learn out Kiddushe Kesef from Shtar and Bia, because Shtar is good to get, is good bal korcha. And Bia by Yibum is good bal korcha. So really, shtar, kiddushe, shtar and bia are really chidushim. It's a chidush in the sense, Dabra says it's a klal, it's an exception to the rule. So mechidush le'afina, you really shouldn't be able to expand it to say I should derive a mamatzinu, just like malakesef and bia, that a koine bi alma, the koine kan. What are we trying to learn here again? Trying to learn kesef. The Gemara says, let it not write kesef, let it just write shtar and bia. Gemara says, no, if it writes shtar and bia, I would have thought the only thing that's good for Gedushin or Kinyonim, that are mechudoshim, that works sometimes even bal korcha, that yibum even works bal korcha of the isha, and then shtar by the get works bal korcha of the isha. But kesef, you never find that it ever works bal korcha of the isha. So the kesef is a normal kinyon. If you want to say an isha is miskadesh of the kesef, you can't derive a mamatzina from these two chodim itarti, because the tarti that you want to learn from akula chidish, that the bia sometimes works bal korcha, and the shtar sometimes works bal korcha. So you can't derive that based on these two chidushim, you're going to establish that kidushi kesef should exist. Mara says, no. Malhash ken yeshnam bal korcha. Avichitem kesef nami bal korcha ba mohevriya. Kesef sometimes also a quirk. It's also a chidush. So maybe mechidush le'afina, and you can't learn that to a normal case. But a chidush from a chidush, you can learn that. So Gemara says that kesef nami bal korcha ba mohevriya. Kesef is also called a chidush. Gemara says, no, Yish is me alay ashkan. What did the Gemara say that you have kesef bal korcha ba mohevriya? What are we referring to? The kesef ba mohevriya eschal. So Rashi translates the words of the Gemara, kesef bal korcha ba mohevriya, means that the father sells her as an mohevriya. Shaviyam barcho shalom idaita. That's the Rashi, six lines from the bottom. Aviyam barcho shalom idaita. Father has the right to sell the daughter shalom idaita. So if I sell a house, it's also shalom idaita. I didn't consult a house. I sell an Ebekanini. I own property. I sell a couch. I sell a sefer. So I didn't consult the sefer. So that's not called shalom idaita. Balkorcha means balkorcha of the bailim. I am the bailim. I have the right to sell my daughters and my rias. How's that called balkorcha? So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with Rashi. Whenever I sell a cow, I sell a horse, I sell furniture, I sell shoes, I'm always selling everything balkorcha. All sales are balkorcha. I don't consult the Dover HaNikna. If the father is selling his daughter as an Amar Vriya, so he owns the daughter and he's selling the daughter. So why is that called balkorcha of the daughter? That's what Taisus asks on Rashi. So Taisus says, no, it's referring to Yud. Kesen nami balkorcha ba'amu ha'evriya. So the Rabbeinu Tam interprets that line in the Gemara, the first wide line on the Amud, Kesef Nami Bal Korcha Ba'am Avriya, refers to Yud, that Yud can be done Bal Korcha Shel Ha'isha. Ad the Gemara says on Daf Yutes, Asher Lo Yod Malam Shel Tzorech Liyada Yud Dalet Ayin Liyada. Liyada means he has to make her aware of what's happening, but she doesn't have to consent. Rabbeinu Tam says she doesn't have to agree. So that's how Rabbeinu Tam learns that was the Gemara's question. V'chitem Kesef Nami Bal Korcha Ba'am Avriya by Yud. So all three are kula chiddush. Kiddush biya is a chiddush that it works bal korcha by yibum. Gerish and bishtar. Kiddush ishtar is a chiddush because it's lined up in gerish, and gerish is a chiddush. Works bal korcha of the isha. So mechiddush le'afin, he can't learn out a normal din, but maybe kiddush kesef will also be a chiddush because kesef works bal korcha by ma'ivriya. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that goes on yud. You can do the yud bal korcha shel haktana. So to this, the Gemara responds, "Bishus mi'ala yashkechon." What do you mean, "Bishus mi'ala yashkechon"? So according to Rashi, "Kesef bal korcha ba'am evri" means when you sell a daughter as an amo evriya. So then the Gemara says, "But that's not in ishus; that's in selling. In selling an amo evriya, in ishus, you never have any kesef bal korcha. So therefore, you couldn't derive it." Mechidush le'afina. But according to the Rabbi Natam, that the kesef b'amarvi b'alkorcha we're talking about is the yud. The yud can be done b'alkorcha. So it is the issue. So what does Gemara respond? B'ishus me'ala ashkan. That's what yud is all about. Yud is issues. So you see that the kesef works b'alkorcha by the issues of the amarviya, by the yud. So why does the Gemara say that you wouldn't be able to derive kedusha kesef and kedusha bi and kedusha shtar because the shtar and the biya can sometimes be done bal korcha. A get is good bal korcha, and the yibum is good bal korcha. Kiddusha biya is never. You never have kiddusha kesef bal korcha. Why not? By yud, that's kiddusha kesef bal korcha. So what does the Gemara answer? Bishus Mila Ashkan. So Rabbi Natan gives a doichek pshat on the last line in the Gemara. Bishus Mila Ashkan, on the concluding line in this topic, he says, the Odor initially purchased the Omer Evriya to work for him, to wash the dishes and to do the laundry. He didn't purchase her originally in order to marry her. Then the Torah slaps on him a mitzvah that he should do yud. But the main purpose of buying her as an Omer Evriya is that she should do the work around the house, not that he should marry her. That's a side topic. So that's what the Gemara answers, Be'ishus mi'aloi ashkan. It's not outright ishus. It's going to turn into ishus later. When the Odom will want to be Mi'aydar, it may turn into Ishus. And then the Rabbi Natam has his Chiddush that the Yud can even be done. The Yud can even be done Bal Korcha Shavu Ishus. But since the Mechira as an Amar Evriya didn't begin the Shem Ishus, so that's why it's not the same as the other two. Ishus Me'el Ashkan. So the Gemara came to the conclusion that you need a Pasuk for each one. You cannot derive Chodim Echod, you cannot derive Chodim Itarti. Okay. Very good. What does chuppah mean? We have erisin and we have nisun. So erisin is either kesef, shtar, or bia. That's the Mishnah. And nisun, the arusa we said is a nation sish alove beis habal. The nisun is a nation sish beis habal. That's the Rashi and Yudam at beis. Then it says kol tor beis chayochal also beis zuishto. That only refers to nisua. Arusa is never referred to as Beveso. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the Babli says in Yuma, also I think it's on Daf Yud, the Babli says in Yuma, Chippa Bada Biad Beso, the Kohen Gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur. So the Babli says it has to be married with Nisuin. It's not sufficient if it's Erisin. Tesh is there on Yudam and Beis in Yuma, quotes a Yerushalmi, that sounds like it's Cholak on the Babli. So Tesh presses it in that the Yerushalmi said the same to the Babli. The Rishonim assume that there is a machlokes on Yuma. There's a people, when you learn Yuma, they use the Tosis Riyah Lovan. He's one of the Balei HaTosis. They're not sure exactly he was called, why he was called the Riyah Lovan, whether he had white hair at a young age, or he came from the other side of the river, and the river was very white, or he came from White Russia. They're not sure what was white about him, why he's called the Riyah Lovan, whatever. But he has, every so often, the Rishonim Sheet Munkabetz's quotes. And then you have on Yuma, you have the Tosis Riyah Lovan. Tosis quotes it once in a while. So the Tosis Riyah Lovan assumes that it is a machlokes, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, whether the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, whether it's sufficient that he has erisin with a wife, or he really has to have nisun. Okay. So how do you do? Nisun is an eshes ish beveis habal, and an arusa is an eshes ish shelo beveis habal. So how do you do erisin? How do you do kedushin is erisin? How do you do kedushin? Either case of ishtar or beer. How do you do nisuin to make her into a eshes ish beveis habal? So you do hachnasa l'rishusoy. How do you do hachnasa l'rishusoy? So the Gemara Ksuba says he takes her into his home. That's what we mentioned. The Chacham Obadia has a tshuva where he quotes the Bir Agro that the nisuin is accomplished when they go home. Wherever they go home to the hotel room, they go home to their apartment. After the wedding is all over, that's literally hachnasa l'bishusa. Some say that that's the yichud. The yichud is hachnasa l'bishusa. They go into the yichud room. That's hachnasa l'bishusa. The Rambam says that you need yichud aroy l'bir. That others say uforasta kanafecha ala masecha, when they put the cloth, when they put they used to put a talus on top of the chasan and the kala's heads. Years ago, when they would decide they're going to get married next week, whenever you decide when you want to get married, then the Gemara says we have to be concerned that there's probably going to be dam chimut. There's going to be little dam come out, and then you have to wait the shivinikim, because the dam chimut makes her into a nida. They can't decide today to get married tomorrow. She's going to become a nida today when you set the date. So you decide this week you're going to get married next week, so you'll have shivinikim until next week. You'll have the shivinikim. So years ago, they used to decide they're going to get married next week, another week and a half, 2 weeks. Now you have to rent a hall 6 months in advance, and you have to rent an orchestra. You have to have notify people, so they come from China, from Japan, from Arba Kamsos, everybody comes. Years ago, they didn't come like that. So years ago, they would figure out when the girl's going to be able to go to mikveh and shun, and they fixed the date. So the girl went to mikveh all the time. They put a talus over the boy and the girl. Now a lot of times the girl thought that she'd be able to go to mikveh. It turns out that she can't. So you can't have them standing next to each other and put a talus on top of both of them. So that's why by many communities they discontinued putting the talus over the chosan and the kala. So they have the cloth on top. That's the fulfillment of farasta k'nafecho alamasecho. They have the cloth on top. That's called the hachnasa l'ushusa. And others, you look on the side of the page in the Ebenezer, I think, I forgot what it's called. One of the mefarshim on the side, Eze Mikodesh or something. So they explain, they think that standing under the canopy, you don't really need the cloth in the middle. That's la malav l'amorid. What you really need is a tzuris ha-pesach, like an eruv for Shabbos purpose. If you want to carry within an area, so you need mechitzas all around and around. And then the mechitzas make it into a one big rishus ha-yachid. So the Gemara says, we assume that it must be Allah al-Mashim Sinai. We assume if you have Kana Mikam, Kana Mikam, Kana al-Gabayim, that has the status like a mechitza. So if you have a round and a round, you have a Tzuris HaPesa, so that's a round. You put an area around a bungalow colony, around a camp, around a city, so that it makes the whole city into one big Rishus HaYachid. So that's called Hachnasa L'Rishusa. So those are the two opinions. What is the Chuppah all about? So the one opinion, some of Hashem say on the side of the page in Ebenezer, the chuppah has to be constructed as a tzuris ha-pesach. And you don't really need anything in the middle. The other opinion is you don't need the poles, you don't need the dole, you don't need a tzuris ha-pesach, you need a piece of cloth. Really you should put a piece of cloth, or for us, the kunafecho, halamasech, you should put a beged, put a talis on top of the chosan kala. And in case you can't, because you didn't go to mikvah, in case of whatever reason, you can't do that, so you put the cloth on top. Last week I attended a wedding, so after the chosan kala marched down the aisle, we looked up, there were four poles, beautiful, there was nothing there on top. There was the ceiling on top, but there was nothing on top of the four poles. So the wedding took place in a shul. And the father of the chosan learned here in the yeshiva. He was very close to Rabbi David Lifshitz. And Rabbi David Lifshitz wouldn't go to a wedding if the chuppah would be inside the sanctuary. The Chasam Sofer made an issur that you're not allowed to get married in the sanctuary. In the beginning of the Reform movement, they introduced that change. They always used to get married outside, in the Chatzah Beis HaKnesses. Then the Reform changed it to imitate the Catholics. Because by the Catholics, marriage is one of the seven sacraments, from the Sheven Mitzvahs B'Ninoach, from the seven sacraments. And they have, because it's a sacrament, so they have to get married in church. So the Reform decided to imitate that, so they introduced also everybody, you should have the chuppah always take place in the shul. So Chasam Sofer said, you're not allowed to, because the Kedusha is Beis HaKnesses, you're not allowed to use it for other purposes, and the dafkit to be mahadet, to use it for a wedding, because the Christians do like that, so that's an added Easter of Chukah Sakram. Rabbi David Lifshitz, it was Yadua, he wouldn't go to a wedding if it would be inside a shul. Soloveitchik, it wasn't Yadua, but quietly, he would try to avoid going to, if he couldn't avoid, so he would go. It would be a family member or someone who didn't want to hurt their feelings, so he would go. But if he would know, if he wasn't b'chuyif to go, wasn't meshubad, and it would be inside the shul, so if he would know in advance, he would give some teretz why he wouldn't go to the wedding, make up the teretz. So the chassan's father told the caterer, he wants to have the chuppah downstairs. Caterer said, you don't want to have it in the sanctuary. So he said, no. He said, the caterer said, the first time everybody else wants to have dafke in the shul. And here they didn't want to have it in the shul. So they had it not in the shul. So they took down the thing from the shul, the canopy. But the canopy had nothing on top. It was just the tzuris ha-pesach on the four sides. So it was in the shul. So the father of the chosan sent the other son upstairs to go get a talus. So they had four people holding up the talus on top of the chosan kal. So they satisfied the both opinions for two different things. They had the four poles standing there, the tzuris ha-pesach, but it had no cloth on top. Just had the ceiling on top. On top was the ceiling, but there was no cloth. Then they had four people standing and holding a talus on top of the chosan kal. So if you need tzuris ha-pesach, so they had. And if you need farasta k'nafecha l'amasecha, so they had that too. So all of these are all the opinions. What constitutes chuppah? What constitutes hachnasa l'vshusa? The Mishnah is never say explicitly. Here the Mishnah is explicit. And by chuppah, it never says Maseches Ksubis is supposed to talk about, does talk about Nisuin, doesn't say explicitly how do you do Nisuin. So that's the first run. On the first page in Maseches Ksubis, quotes all the different opinions. What constitutes Nisuin? So we do all of those. Most of us do all of those. Then there's an opinion that is the Badekin, when the Chassan does the Badekin. So that's a Nisuin. So most people, you do the Badekin, then you do standing under the canopy, which is either a Tzuris HaPesach or for us, the Kanafech Al HaMasecha. Then the Magen Avraham says that he quotes from the Tshuvas Abel Yemizrachi. He should be Machmed to do Yichud right away, right after the Sheva Brachas under the Chuppah, to satisfy the Rambam's opinion that the Yichud is the Nisuin. Magen Avraham has it. Magen Avraham doesn't have a commentary on Ibn Ezra. He wrote a commentary on Aruch Chaim. So it says in Aruch Chaim, when you say a bracha, motzia, bar pi hadam, and potato chips, or whatever, so you should start eating right away. You shouldn't have a long pause in between reciting the bracha and eating the food. And the same is true regarding mitzvahs. You should recite a birchas ha-mitzvah oy belasi yasam immediately before. You shouldn't say the birchas ha-mitzvah 10 minutes before and then do the mitzvah. It should be oy belasi yasam means, doesn't say kodem, over means below, over the over, not way in advance, immediately before. So when the Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't pause in between the birchas ha-nenin and eating the food, so the Magen Avraham says the same is true under the chuppah. You shouldn't have too much of a pause in between the Sheva Brachas and the Nisuin. So since we should be choshish for the Rambam's opinion, the standing under the canopy is just a ceremony, nothing is accomplished, and you really need the Yichud later on, so you should have the Yichud immediately following the chuppah. Usually what they do is, everybody starts kissing everybody under the chuppah, and the photographers are wasting time, and the boys are dancing, and it takes a half an hour till they get to the Yichud room. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. Is not right? He quotes the Lashon from the Maharil, the Meritzim is HaChasim HaSakala L'Ched HaYichud, they should rush the Chasim Kala to the Yichud room. So we do all of these, and then at the end of the night, they go home together. So according to Chacham Avadya, that is the Nisun. He quotes the Bir HaGros, so that is the Nisun when they go home together.
What brachas are then in here? Meaning the Sheva brachas is not us.
No, right. The Sheva Brachas under the Chuppah is neither a Bichas HaMitzvah nor a Bichas HaNen. It's a Bichas HaShevach. We praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yotzeh Ha'odam, Shotzeh
HaMitzalmon. So what's the Rosh?
But they give a mashal that just like, the Beis Yosef quotes this when they're saying, that just like you should recite a Bichas HaNen immediately before eating, you shouldn't be mapsik. Similarly over here, you should recite the Sheva Brachas immediately before you go under the Chuppah. So by us, we don't do like that. We stand under the chuppah first, then we say the Sheva Brachas. So the Beis Yosef quotes is more correct would have been, you say the Sheva Brachas, then you walk under the chuppah. Because we stand under the chuppah, assuming that that is the form of Nisun. So for some reason or another, the Beis Yosef quotes to Rishonim, we don't do like that. But then he says, you should have immediately, he quotes Shuvas Rebellion Mizrachi. I think it's called Shuvas Mayim Amukim or something. So he quotes, the more correct is you should have the Yichud right away, right after the Chuppah, so there won't be too much of a pause in between the Bichas Nisu and the Sheva Brachas under the Chuppah, and they're going into the Yichud room.
What about what Dekin kind of entails, Hapnasa L'Rishuso? You're saying that's an opinion as one of the sources. What about what Dekin is Hapnasa
L'Rishuso? For us, the Knafecha, Lama Secha, that he covers a hair to show that she's taken.
You make a brachah before also. You should have made the
prophets
before that.
Right. That's the Mishnah Melech raises that issue in Perek Yud and Hilchas Ishus. The Rambam up until Perek Yud gives all the dinim of Erisin. Then starting Perek Yud, he talks about Nisuin. So the Mishnah Melech raises the question, what if he did the chuppah before the Erisin? Would it be good b'diavad? The Chatchil first to do Erisin, then you do Nisuin. So he said, what's the din if you did the chuppah before the Erisin? Do you have to repeat the chuppah? So he quotes a Mordechai in Kiddushin, who quotes a Rashi. The Rashi says that b'diyeved, if you did the Nisun before the Erisin, and then you did Erisin later, there's no need to repeat the Nisun. So that's what we rely on that the minhag developed that you do Badekin, and there is one strange opinion. Mordechai quotes this in Ksubis, that the Badekin is the Nisun. So we did the act of Nisun before we did the Erisin. So b'diyeved, we leave it like that. When we give the ring, say, Hariat Mukadesha, so she goes two steps in one. When he did the Badekin, nothing changed. They're not married yet. But normally, when you do Erisin, you convert a Pnuya into a Arusa. Then you do a Nisuin, so you convert the Arusa into a Nisua. Here, because we did the Badekin in advance, and according to those, all the Badekin is the Nisuin. So when you do the Erisin, you jump two steps you go from a pliya to an nesua right away, because they already did the maisa of hachnasa lushusa in advance. So we do all of the above. We do all of the shitas for nisan. We do the badek, and then we do for us the kanafecha alamasecha to have the cloth on top, and then we do the tzuris on pesach. Then we do the yichud room, and then we go home. And we do all the five shitas of nisan. Then we go home. Yeah, Chacham Avadya points out that he really holds that the Nisun is really, all of these don't count. And the only thing that counts when they go home, so that's the Shabbos. So what they say, the Shevet Brachas under the Chuppah, they're not going to go home for another 5-6 hours. That's way before, over the over, it's way before. So he says he wrote about it somewhere else. Okay, I'm not familiar.
So
explained it somewhere else. Right. But we know it's a Birchas HaSheva. It's still Birchas HaSheva should be connected with the Nisun. Shouldn't be 5 hours apart. You see beautiful mountains, so you say a bracha. You don't say the bracha 5 hours before you see that. You don't say the bracha 5 hours after. You say it after you see the mountains. You're inspired, so you say in connection with something. You should say the Birchas Nisun in connection with the event of the Nisun. Immediately before, immediately after, the standard of the chuppah, they say right away the Birchas Nisun. You don't say it 5 hours before, so that's a problem. Yeah.
If the brachas are in Shabbat, why would
the basis
say that you should really go out, you should make the
brachas
before you go to the chuppah?
Shouldn't
be after.
It quotes the Rishonim who say like that. It should really be, I mean, if it's a birchas shevach, whether it should be after. I don't know. It's good. It's a very good question. I don't know. But it quotes, I think, some, not the regular Rishonim, it quotes the unusual Rishonim. That they say, the Meshorim or somebody. He quotes the, not Rashi and Tais, he quotes some other Rishonim. She really have recited Birchas Nisun before you walk under the canopy. Anyway, so that's what chuppah is. So we know that you make erisin by kesef or shtar or bia. So bia you're not allowed to do. Rab magan amad mekadosh bia. So you're left with either kesef or shtar. Then the Rambam writes, because kesef is torah shebal peh and shtar is torah shebichzav. So kvanog go call yisrael the kadosh bekesef. The meaning is that we chose to do kiddush kesef to demonstrate that we're not like the karoim. The Karaites didn't subscribe to Kedusha Kesef. Three different brands of Karaim. There were Karaim in Europe, Karaim in Asia, Karaim in Africa. They, each group had different shtick. But this, they all have this at Tzadashav. None of them had Kedusha Kesef. Because Kesef is Torah Shebalpeh. So the Rambam says, Kvanog call yourself the Kadosh B'Kesef. The Orthodox Jews want to demonstrate that they do subscribe to the Torah Shebalpeh. So we chose to do, we do Kedusha Kesef. Fine. Then after you do the Kedusha Kesef, you want to make him into Nesua. So we do all five. Fine. So whatever chuppah is, whatever one of these five things, whatever chuppah is, Avura comes up with a chidush, chuppah koine mikal v'chaymer. If instead of giving a ring, instead of doing Kedusha Kesef, a shtar, or B, he does none of the above, he just does chuppah, he takes her under the canopy of love, and he says, Hari amu kadesh v'sleep, chuppah zu, because that's Moshe v'Yisrael. So Avura says that that's good. And he has a kal v'chaymer. The ma'adah chuppah is good to be goymer. And kesef is not good to be goymer. So chuppah, but kesef is good to create the issues. So chuppah is certainly good to create the issues. A funny kal v'chaymer. But that's, Rav Huna thinks that that's the kal v'chaymer. Am Rav Huna, chuppah kanim kal v'chaymer. Ma kesef sheinu machil b'truma. And arus is not allowed to eat truma. And if you mekadosh an isha b'kesef, she's only an arusa, not by truma. Nonetheless, again, koine, nonetheless, it creates issues, creates kiddushin. So chupa shemachelas b'truma. If the girl was an arusa, and then he's machnas her into the chupa, then she's a ladi truma, and the sewer is a ladi truma. And it didn't, shouldn't be a kavachayim, and should tikna. So certainly chupa should be good to create the issues in the first place. Mara says, what do you mean? What kind of kavachamah? It's not true. The kesef ain't a macha. What do you mean? If you have erisin with a woman, she's an achelus b'tshuma. It's midirabbanim she's an achelus. But on the level of the raisa, arusa is achelus b'tshuma. So what are you mixing together? Din of the raisa with din of the rabbanim. You can't make a mamatzin or a kavachamah from din of the rabbanim to din of the raisa. The din of the raisa don't change. Din of the raisa do not change. That's the conservatives and the reform don't understand that. They think all the din of rabbanim, we changed all the din of the Torah. So we can keep on changing everything. They never changed anything. The dinim deraisa remained the same. The dinim rabbanon, sometimes we say hefke bez nefke, sometimes make exeira de rabbanon. But the dinim deraisa don't change. The dinim in the Torah don't change. So it's Baltigra, Baltigra, the dinim never change. You have dinim derabbanan, and then you have to figure out what's the relationship between the dinim derabbanan and dinim deraisa. Because the dinim deraisa never changed. So Torah lo say mochlepsa, even with all the dinim derabbanan, you don't change. Rabbi Chana wrote this whole essay that's called Kuntres Divrei Soifim. How do the dinim derabbanan relate to the dinim deraisa? Take for example, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, you don't blow a shofar mid the rabban. So what if someone did go ahead and blow a shofar? Would you say he's not yotze at all? Or you say, no, he's yotze mid the Torah, and he did an isa mid the rabban. He wasn't supposed to blow a shofar, but he blew a shofar. He was yotze. So in Shulchan Aruch, they have the machlokes. The Sfardim follow the Mechaber. Mechaber says, you only say shachyonu atkir shofar on the first day, Rosh Hashanah. And the second day, he just blew shofar yesterday. Yesterday was a yontif deraisa. So the Sfardim have the practice, like the Mechaber writes, you don't say shachyonu atkir shofar on the second day. The Rambam says Ashkenazim do say shachyonu, even on the second day atkir shofar. So the Shaila is, what if the first day was Shabbos? So then you didn't blow shofar yesterday. So of course you do say shachyonu on the second day. What if the first day was Shabbos and they did blow shofar? They didn't know they didn't. They did blow shofar yesterday. And then they find that they did wrong. They weren't supposed to blow shofar. So when they blow shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, do they say shachyonu? Because what they did yesterday was dvar metelim, and we were told them, shirim, lo kayamin, the tkir shofar didn't accomplish, and they weren't yotz on the level of their isa. You say, no, of course they were yotz. The chum can't change the din of their isa. They made a prohibition that yelata. So that's a big machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. It's a big issue. That's Rabbi Chana wrote a whole kuntras. Rabbi Schwab used to live here in a neighborhood, so he said he used to be a rabbi in Baltimore. He said when Rabbi Chana visited America, he was writing that kuntras Divrei Sofer in his home. Part of it, I don't think the whole thing was written there. It's a long kuntras. So part of it was written in his home in Baltimore when he was a rabbi there. So yeah. So the Gemara says, Min HaTorah Arusa is Ocheles Betruma. So what the Ravuna started off to say is not correct, so the Gemara touches it up a little bit. Yeah, how does the Gemara know that Arusa Ocheles Betruma? Because it says Shenamar, the kohen ki ikne nefesh kinyan kaspa v'hai, and the wife whom he married, Aydei Kedusha Kesef, is also kinyan kaspa. It's also called kinyan kaspa. Umatam omer, why did the rabbis introduce Gzera Darbanan, Ein Ocheles? Why did they say Arusa, Ein Ocheles Betruma? Gzera Shem Yim Zgulo Kos B'Vesavio? If she's permitted to eat truma, and the husband is a kohen, so he may send a bottle of truma wine to his wife, and she's still home with her brothers and her sisters. They didn't have nisun yet. So she's going to be eating breakfast, lunch, and supper. She's going to be eating all the meals with her family. Her family, they're not kohanim. Her husband is a kohen. So we're afraid she may by mistake give the kos of yayin shel truma to her brothers and her sisters, and they are not kohanim. So this is the reason that Ula gave. Ula has two parts to his memo. Omar Ula, first of all, he says, how do you know that Arusa Cheles Betruma cause Kinyan Kaspa? So we said, Rashi writes on Yudim and based that, and the Suas Ocheles Betruma, based on the other Pasuk, that's the Sifrei, based on the Pasuk called Torba Vesri Yochel Oysai. So based on the Lishta, that goes on the Sua. And Ula is only explaining how to know Arusa Ocheles Betruma. Arusa Ocheles Betruma is cause of a Kinyan Kaspa. Fine. And then he says, Umatam Amro Ein Ocheles is Exerim in the Rabban and Mishnah, it's like that. So he gives you, the Mishnah doesn't say the reason for the Gzera. So Ula gives the reason for the Gzera. Gzera Shem Atashke. The Gemara later gives a different reason. That's a machloikis. Where does the Gemara have the other reason? Yes, in Ksubas. The main sugya is in Ksubas here. On Yudam Beis, the Gemara gives another reason. Kashina Lesimpo. This is the whole daf Yud Amud Beis. There's a whole Amud Gemara about this, that the Arusa Ein Ocheles Betruma Midrabana. The Gemara gives the other reason, not Shem Atashke. The other reason is Mishum Simpon. What does the word Simpon mean? Simpon means like this. What if I buy an automobile and I'm driving around for 2 days, then I see the brakes don't work, or has some major mum. So that's a mekach tos. Give it back and I get my money back. It's a major mum. Sometimes it's just I didn't realize there was a scratch in the back or something like that. That's a shalavai no. If it's only a mum, that's a shalavai no. But if it's mamish, the wrong thing, it just doesn't work at all. So then it's a mekach tos. So let's say a man marries a woman, Later on, he finds out there's a major mum. He didn't know the girl is blind, or she has false legs. She has wooden legs. He never knew she her body's all fake. There's nothing there. There's no girl there. She can't eat. She can't drink. Everything. She's a sick girl. So it's a kiddush toy. So that's called simple. Simple means something. Simple means a shoiver. If I have a shtar that says that you owe me $1,000, and you have a shtar that says you paid it already, so that's called a simple. Simple means a shoiver that breaks, shemeshaber, that breaks the koyach ha-mashtar. So here, simpon is a mum in the girl that will break the kiddushin. The boy marries a girl, they're not living together, they only had eris, and they didn't move in together. So he doesn't know she has wooden legs and plastic eyes and everything, and she lost her hair. She's wearing a shekel. There's one boy in the yeshiva, he's such a holy boy. He was dating a girl, he didn't realize the girl was wearing a shekel. The girl had cancer. And she had chemotherapy. She lost all of her hair. They never told him. Till the night he came to propose to the girl, then the girl's father answered the door. And he tells the boy, I want you to realize the daughter has cancer. So what's the boy going to say? He's not going to marry her. He tells him the last minute, the night that he's going to propose to the girl. So that there wasn't a smart way to start off a marriage. So they're having problems now because there was a toys from day number one. So the Gemara says a different reason. There are two different reasons why we don't permit the Arusa to eat truma. One reason is Shema Tashka L'Achecha L'Ach Yisrael. The other reason is Mishum Simpon. Is there a difference, Halacha L'Maisa, between the two different reasons? So the Gemara says yes. Here about eight lines from the top on Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. My Benayhu, right before the two dots. My Benayhu, what's the difference whether Yechoshish L'Simpon or Yechoshish Shema Tashke. Gemara says, Ikeh Benayhu, there's a difference, Kibbol Masa V'Halach. The difference is Halach L'Maisa. Whenever the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply, then the Gzera doesn't apply. That's what you see from this Gemara. Whenever, usually, when the Chachamim make a Gzera D'Rabbanon, they have to have a good reason, but usually, Ruba D'Ruba of the cases, all the Gzeras were introduced as a Loipluk. Even in an instance where the reason doesn't apply, even if you live in a generation where the whole reason doesn't apply, the Gzera D'Rabbanan still applies. That's why we call it Dovish of the Minyan, Tzorech Minyan Achal Atiro. Whenever the Chachamim voted to make a Din D'Rabbanan, that's called Dovish of the Minyan, they voted to make an Din D'Rabbanan, so the Yisa D'Rabbanan applies even in an instance, even in a generation, where the reason doesn't apply. For some reason or another, the Gemara says here, not so. That this Gzera D'Rabbanan, that the Arusa is not allowed to eat Truma, only applies when the reason applies. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the Gzera doesn't apply. So it's crucial to know what's the reason. So if the reason is Shema Tashke, then it'll have an afkemina in one case. If the reason is Mishum Simpon, then it'll have the afkeminas in other cases. So Gemara here says that this Gzera D'Rabbanan is not a loitlu. Whenever the reason doesn't apply, the Gzera doesn't apply. That's the Gemara on Yud Aleph and Min Aleph, and the Rishonim pointed out. You see from the Gemara that it's not a loitlu. And later in the Masechta, there's a Tosfos who points out, there's a Gemara later, and Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis. Gemara has a certain case. A man was Mekabel Kiddushin for his daughter, but he never did the Nisuin. Then he went on a business trip, and he never comes back. So how long are they expected to wait till the father comes back? So they're Machnas Harla Chuppah. They have a Chuppah. So the Gemara says the father may come back and be unhappy about the fact that they had a chuppah. So the Tosis points up an into Zorla Mafreya. Tosis says she won't be a real Zorah. Minatora, she had an Averson with her husband who's a Kohen. Minatora, she's allowed to eat truma. It's only with the Rabban she's not allowed to eat truma. And even though both reasons don't apply here, Tosis says, V'alvagabdam l'shay chacha. Lo mishim simpo, lo mishim shema yimzigu. Neither reason. From Daf Yud Aleph, neither reason applies over here. Nonetheless, it's a loyplug rabban. Under all circumstances, it's a gzera d'rabban. So the Rashba asks that what Tosis pointed out is muchach in the Gemara, and this is a contradiction to the Gemara on Yud Aleph and Manal. The other Gemara says he can benai keep a masa v'holach. Okay, so maybe we'll talk about that. Okay. After tomorrow is Thursday, so someone has to determine whether we're going to do Parsha or we're going to give the answer. You want to wait till Sunday to hear the answer.
Wait till Sunday.
We didn't have share on Sunday.
A long time to think about it.
Yeah.
A long time to think about an answer.
Okay.
We didn't have share on Sunday.
Take a vote.
Is that the right time or is mine the right time?
24.
Okay. I have the wrong time. So you got to take a vote. We didn't have share on Sunday, Nachon. So we should really do Gemara tomorrow.
Yeah.
Find out. What's on Sunday? Sunday. I didn't give a shiur.
Oh.
It wasn't here.
Right.
So usually if I gave four shiurims, then on Thursday I do parsha. I only gave three shiurims this week.
Why is Bria considered both? Because if I'm missing it, that's not such a issue, sir.
Why is what considered?
Yeah. Considered Eris and Enes.
Yeah. The Gemara has a suffix. If a man is Mekadosh B'Via, maybe it accomplishes both. So suffix in the Gemara later. Maybe it only makes Eris, and maybe B'Via and Nisu and Isa. Maybe it accomplishes both. Yeah.
How long ago did we learn conditions?
Long ago. Why, you remember all the Gemara?
No, I don't remember. But I know I started.